Are you tired of listening to German language all day long?
Don't you just want to get your news and topics presented in English, even though you live in Germany?
Then here's your solution.
Yeah!
Elephant in the Room, an English radio show where we discuss things that people tend to ignore.
Tune in on Color Radio on 99.3 and 98.4. Every second and fourth Monday of the month.
Elephant in the Room, a radio show by the Black Rose Radio Collective from Dresden.
Hate Mondays. Be organized. Stay cool.
All right, welcome back to the Color Radio, and we are again the second week of the month on the waves, and today we are having a conversation with a friend from France, a country that is now on the seventh place among the cases for coronavirus. Fun fact.
Yeah.
1 second, I have to turn on your microphone. Now you can say yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to talk a lot about different things because France is big and there are a lot of troubles there. I mean, relatively big, right? Not comparable to Kazakhstan, for example. Anyway, we are going to talk a lot about different topics and yeah, going to have a lot of fun, I hope.
For sure.
Definitely.
Okay, so cool that you're here. And yeah, maybe we can kind of start a little bit general, like how, I mean, you are here right now, even so you're from France.
Woo.
How is that possible?
It's possible, but not so easy. Like there is control on the borders in the train, for example. Like the police control, last week the police controlled the papers, and if you don't have any reason to be in Germany, you can step out of the train. Like people had to get out of the train when they don't have any reason. But so it's not so easy to cross borders. Well, I mean, yeah.
It's a general problem.
It's general problems, but...
But somehow the Europeans figure out that there are borders now and fuck, we have
to
cross
really,
them.
Yeah, it's really interesting not to figure out in real what it's that for most of people in the world. But in France, it's not so easily... So easy like in Germany. It's a bit tougher for... in Paris... It's very much more repression and much more present in our daily life. But I think the reality is also others. I mean, it's not the same. Those victims and the repression is really, there is here a demonstration to say the coronavirus doesn't exist. But in France, you cannot say, hey, it doesn't exist. There is thousands of people just dying and not all just the old person, also the people working in the hospital, on the bus, in the supermarkets. And it's also like, it's here. So it's a bit complicated to say it just doesn't exist. I don't know if we go more deep in repression or in good news, or I don't know which.
We like the bad news. I mean, the news good news first. Are just for some positive media.
Well, we can start with the bad news and later on come to the good news.
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, it does though.
Right, but for me, also interesting. How come does it have this huge difference between Germany and France? What can be your thoughts? I mean, Germany was also locking down everything pretty much the same way as France, and there were a lot of troubles here as well with the police for the people. And before this hygiene demos, there were a lot of things not happening on the streets. So how come in France the thing exploded more than actually in Germany?
Well, I think it's interesting to see how Spain and Italy and France, all the three, like, really fucked it up. But I think there is also a reason why Germany does not, why, I mean, I think there is more money are in Germany, and this is a reason why in Italy and Spain and France there's not so much. I mean, Italy and Spain is, like, sure. And in France, it's for sure are this politic system, which the 10 years before just fucked up all the hospital system. And there is that. That's why there is also strikes and demonstration for so long are in hospital. For 10 years, they are just saying, hey, it's not going to work. And it's we are dying. And then it's the proof. So the medical system is just dying. So I think it's one reason. There is no, I mean, no money. There is money, but not where they where it should be. For the tests, we didn't have any test. In Germany, I think there was a little bit more, but in France, there is absolutely not test. You couldn't be tested if you have anything. The I mean, the doctors just say, yes, stay at home. But many few people have been tested. And at the very beginning, we were absolutely sure that Paris just in January already a complete a cluster was. Like, so many people, because a region near Paris were contracting many, many people. And we just ignore it, and just we knew till the beginning it was really big, and the political just lie. It was sure. So I think also the people just don't have any information. I don't know if in Germany the people get a little bit more information and responsibility, but in France absolutely not. I mean, they were just like kids, and you have to, yeah. Do it on your own and just listen to what the government said. I think it's also that people were just not informed what they had to do.
Well, in Germany, you can get information on Bill Gates and the how to wear the aluminium hats and all the stuff. Yeah. And it was the same, actually. Like here, for example, a lot of local medias closed the news on coronavirus behind the paywall. Mm. Although before it was... Not, I mean, now you go to the website and it's completely paywalled, yeah. Like every news. And before it was not such a case. And it seems like this was kind of a response to the situation where, okay, now we can't sell the newspapers in the magazine, in the shops. So we're going to close everything and hope that somebody will buy the things. And that's why the information here was also critically limited. So people got news about Bill Gates, but they didn't get the news about what the fuck is going on in the city.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can read it only on the, like, the bureaucratic website, like the official ones, where you have this, I don't know, application, I don't know how
it's called. You have a PDF file.
And then it's like a whole, like, this language nobody could understand. Yeah, like, this really bureaucratic language. I tried to figure out if I could visit my grandma or not. Mm. And I tried to read the recent paper for the 15th of May. And I just didn't get it. I read it and I didn't get it if it's okay or not. And I have to admit, I was at a university, but it didn't help me to understand this. And also at the beginning, there were no it's right now the same. There were no translation into other languages.
Yeah.
So most of the people who did not understand German were not actually able to access any reasonable information about the whole shit.
Yeah.
And Macron? Was he the uniting power in for the country? Because here, I mean, it was really funny. Angela Merkel had her kind of a podcast where she was doing the videos or something like that and talks about how she feels and, you know, like a typical German things, talking about jokes and life goes on and things like that. Did something like that happen in France?
It was still, he had this king attitude that he always had. And it's still going on in this, we are going to fight it together and this united nation, blah, 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 that it's really is going on. And they always said we are in war. That was his word. And we have to be united, like the example for, yeah, being united. against the same enemies. But I think at the beginning he had most like win points in any way. I don't know how, but the way it has been managed is really a shame. And I think there is a lot of contradiction with the minister. At the beginning, they were saying it's not a problem. It's like a flu. There is no epidemic. It's always be it's all under control. And then 1 week later, it was like war. So I think there is no credit anymore in this government, like less. And we saw all the mask scandal that they were saying there is mask for everyone. Or at the beginning, they were saying you don't have to wear it because it's not, you don't have to. And then you can't go out without, like in public transport and so on. So they were just absolutely not coordinating. And it was just ridiculous. And I think it's not such a good point for them right now.
And talking about the politicians, the right wing, I mean, what was the name of this ultra right?
Le Pen,
yeah. Did they try to somehow to benefit on the whole situation, or it didn't actually somehow change at all?
That's kind of weird because we didn't hear anything coming from her. From this part, and I think in a way she doesn't have to do anything. They are just sabotage themselves, like on their own. They are just doing so. I mean, it's a shitty situation, but they are just don't doing anything good. So she doesn't, as the right wing, doesn't say much thing about it.
Okay.
Not.
I think.
I mean, what I heard.
I think here it also just actually popped up now, because before also like here they didn't have any points. They rather did really stupid things, and so they were not really in the media, or if so, they were more in the negative points. But now with this hygiene demonstration, they're trying to get some points.
And Bill Gates and forced injections in your blood and. I don't know what kind of crazy things they have there.
I don't know.
5G is the same.
But for sure, I think for sure this general criticism on all the measurements? No, all the measurements.
Restrictions
didn't make any sense. So, I mean, this just doesn't make any sense to say this right now.
Mm.
But this is what they're saying right now.
And the masks, like the masks is the biggest thing right now in Germany that everybody hates. They say that this is like a dog, I don't know how to call this.
For the thing dog in have in front of their mouth that they are not allowed to bite. And they call it Merkel, this one.
Okay.
So because Merkel told us we have to wear it. Okay. And for them, this is this kind of symbol. I was in the supermarket. There was a guy with the mask, and then he had a sign on his mask, and there was written Merkel, this thing for the dogs. I don't know how you call it. Basket. Yeah. Biting basket, or I don't know. Yeah, a bit weird for sure.
Whoa.
And it escalates crazy way. I mean, there was this a Russian gang in German supermarket they spoke a little bit of German, but they didn't speak so much of German. But they also didn't want to wear the mask. And they had a statement written in German. So the supermarket workers called the cops. The cops came and said, you have to put the mask. And they're like, no, we're not putting the mask. This is our political... We are free people in the free country. And then it escalates to the point where they are just basically beating the cops...
Whoa.
Because the cops tried to push them out of the supermarket. And I think one cop got broken nose and the other one was traumatized by the whole thing that happened. You know, the crazy Russians are coming back and attacking poor Germans. I mean, the Third World War lost by the Germans in the supermarket. So those things are escalating really crazy. Yeah. Okay, we will make a pause. Today we have a band, a French band, to kind of contribute into the Frenchness of this show. It's called Collectif Marie Red. So kind of an anarchist, anti-fascist, not kind of an anarchist, anarchist and anti-fascist hip-hop crew from, I have no idea which part of France they are, but they sound like they're from Marseille, for sure.
Calavera,
sur quelle rive?
Mina, Calavera, Mina.
Sur quelle rive?
Sur quelle rive, ouais.
Sur quelle rive?
B-boy conscient, 2007.
Sur quelle rive?
Attendre que ce monde change, c'est un peu comme traverser un océan pirogue. C'est comme espérer les archanges. Elle retourne le filet à ce vogue, putain d'époque. Entre la grange et la centrale, est perdue dans les eaux du Gange. Des tonnes de matières infernales, ouais, ça fait mal de voir qu'une ère est révolue. Comme les trois quarts des histoires de viol qui ne seront jamais résolues. C'est peut-être normal que l'Afrique se tape, choléra et palue. Pendant que la côte californienne se construit sur Silicon Avenue. Et l'avenue du Messie, engoncé dans une armure de métal, se fera à coups de charnier. Et d'incendie dans les dédales des capitales, ouais, c'est létal. De mettre à la tête du monde un putain d'estropié. Cérébrale, abreuvée de formel et de formol, une vie cloîtrée dans un bocal, et que ce soit local ou bien plus large, tout ce qui se passe nous dépasse. La corruption au simple cas, c'est cette meuf qui peut pas vivre sans faire 20 passes pendant que ça brasse. Des kilos de dope, des kilos de liasses. Alors sondez, on s'organise.
Cherche la faille, cherche la crise.
Qui fout l'essence dans les flammes.
Qui attise.
Qui attise.
Qui a l'assise pour satisfaire.
Ça crame loin des ministères.
Alors on tente qu'autre chose arrive.
C'est l'antimonde et c'est notre rêve.
Sans délai, on s'organise.
Cherche la faille, cherche la crise.
Qui fout l'essence dans les flammes.
Qui attise.
Qui attise.
Qui a l'assise pour satisfaire.
Ça crame loin des ministères.
Alors on tente qu'autre chose arrive.
C'est comme une ligne droite en plein mur. Comme des hommes, les yeux bandés le long d'un mur. C'est une réalité pleine de souillures, des chefs. Fou et immature, on envoie des armées expliquer la liberté avec des chars et des missiles. Ouais, c'est ça la démocratie, buter des gosses et des civils. Et pour maintenir la démographie, mariage forcé, viol en famille, chaque bout de pouvoir donne ses leçons. Et comme l'histoire se répète de toute façon, nos villes sont des foires contrefaçons, diversion et créative. Un zénith signant l'apocalypse culturelle, pas de réponse proactive. Pas de limite à leur plan structurel. Ils ont bien compris que l'humain est un mouton. Il n'a rien appris à part obéir au maton. Un salon, un sofa, un écran de télévision. Au sommet de l'aliénation, l'information est devenue un produit de consommation. Désolation dans les non-lieux cérébro-cathodiques. Mais pas non-lieu pour les révoltes périphériques. C'est mauvais de voir que la vie se remplit de vide. C'est mauvais de croire un jour au déicide.
Alors sondez, on s'organise.
Cherche la faille, cherche la crise.
Qui fout l'essence dans les flammes.
Qui attise.
Qui attise.
Qui a l'assise pour satisfaire.
Ça crame loin des ministères.
Alors on tente qu'autre chose arrive.
C'est l'antimonde et c'est notre rêve.
Sans délai, on s'organise.
Cherche la faille, cherche la crise.
Qui fout l'essence dans les flammes.
Qui attise.
Qui attise.
Qui a l'assise pour satisfaire.
Ça crame loin des ministères.
Alors on tente qu'autre chose arrive. Et l'esprit embrumé comme un réveil de bacchanal. Après que tout soit bien échauffé, on sort les cadavres du canal. Enfin ce qu'il reste. L'ordre mondial est cannibale, l'important reste d'écraser depuis les légions d'Hannibal. Et que soient les hommes, les femmes, les animaux de glace, les forêts, les eaux, attaquer et piller les darses, ouais, c'est l'histoire de cette triste humanité, toujours en quête de pouvoir et de butin à gaspiller et grappiller. Des morceaux de terre, des monceaux de gloire, mais toutes ces statues sanctifiées qui ne font que défier sont illusoires. Les illusions, elle aime en être abreuvée, cette masse soumise qui aime les chefs en crever, les sous qu'elle mise. Sont toujours sur ce qui ponctionne la liberté, car elle ne fonctionne qu'à la matraque et au bracelet. Embarrassé de faire constat, j'aurais pu l'être, mais non, je crois pas. Même si c'est clair que les langues de pute dire que je parle de ce que je sais pas. La ligne de conduite reste là, on s'organise parce que son père a envie de tomber au premier combat quand on se battra. Et si on se bat, alors sondez, on s'organise.
Cherche la faille, cherche la crise.
Qui fout l'essence dans les flammes.
Qui attise.
Qui attise.
Qui a l'assise pour satisfaire.
Ça crame loin des ministères.
Alors on tente qu'autre chose arrive.
C'est l'antimonde et c'est notre rêve.
Sans délai, on s'organise.
Cherche la faille, cherche la crise.
Qui fout l'essence dans les flammes.
Qui attise.
Qui attise.
Qui a l'assise pour satisfaire.
Ça crame loin des ministères.
Alors on tente qu'autre chose arrive.
Tout le monde, tout le monde, tout le monde. j'en vis dedans.
All right, we're back, and we are talking about the situation with coronavirus in France right now. We have a friend who is giving us a really detailed overview of the horrors that are happening on the streets of Paris right now. It's, as it was told, it's a war. It's a war that is against invisible enemy. Mm. I think almost like in the Red Scare and all the...
The Green Scare.
No, the Green Scare, Red Scare, Black Scare. The times when the Soviet Union was still there. The Cold War. The Cold War. Also invisible enemy. They were all around. I think it's almost the same. Right. And we... We're talking a little bit about what is going on and the politics and so on. However, we didn't touch the topic of how's it going on the streets. I mean, Dresden right now is pretty easygoing. I mean, if you go to Neustadt, you can see that there are actually people sitting in the bars and drinking beer and love their whatever Germanity. But what is going on in France, like on the streets, actually?
So on the 11th of May, the lockdown, or just not lockdown anymore, but it's just a little bit lower and milder. And there was still a map of France, and there is two or three colors if you're in a red region. Paris and the east of France, then it's really bad because it's like the hospital are still in a very bad situation. There is no place anymore, no bed anymore, and it's still under emergency, and the virus still continues. It's there, still there. And then orange is like, I don't know, a middle, and green is very, like, in minutes, okay, the people are just pretty normal there. No, but it's like the situation is better. And so in certain region you can do more and in other less. There's a school in the green region are open now, but in the red region they are still closed, for example. So it's different in part of France. You can not go further as 100 kilometers out of your département, so the region you live in.
Administrative,
if you don't have any reason for. So it's 100 kilometers still, well, you can, if you have to do something, it's fine, but if you have to, you can go visit someone super, I don't know, super weit weg. And which is still, there is still... a health emergency situation, but for the politic situation, which allowed, for example, more power for the justice and for the police. It's still that in March, and it's be still July, I think. There was also some drone who in the street who were just watching everything and saying, if you are in the street, there is a voice who said, you have to go home, you don't have to stay in the street. There was in some street, in Montpellier, I think, and somewhere else. And it have been cancelled because the constitutional blah, 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 I don't know which parliament say that, but it say, okay, it's a bit too far.
Like the robots are not allowed yet to control the population.
Yet not, but it's, I mean, there was... In few weeks, it happened in some street and in Paris as well. Yeah, that's the point. But the bars and the restaurant are still closed, and the cinema as well. And I don't know which, but the cultural life is not there. The people are gathering outside, but you can't be more as a 10-person gathering. So I mean, the demonstration is not allowed. People are doing. Anyway, but it's not allowed.
I've actually read today that there is this scandal with Macron, with Macron scandal, right? Because they allowed to open some theme park, like an entertainment park,
Oh yeah.
But they're still not allowing to open theaters and so on and so forth.
Mm.
So this is.
Of course, it's outside. Maybe.
You can make theater outside.
No,
as well.
The theme park. Oh, the theme park. Outside, yeah.
But it's still something like touristic, and it is the only park which is allowed to be open.
It's Disneyland?
Puy du Fou. It's like in the middle of France, and I read somewhere that it's owned by I don't know which rich people, and it's like a gift to the right left of them, conservative right left people there. But normally it's not. It's just an exception. Because parks and every big garden in Paris and in the red area in France are still closed. I mean, in Paris you can't go in parks, but you can go to supermarket.
Mm.
That's important.
Yeah,
shopping.
And the seas as well. I mean, the beach. In some region, you can't go to the beach.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And in the green area, you can go somewhere if the mayor allowed it. And but you have to be in a dynamic situation. You just can't lying on the beach. You have to do something on the beach.
Move your fingers. I mean, this ridiculous thing we know here as well. Like there were rules, for example, that you are allowed to go for a walk in the park, but you are not allowed to sit on the bench in the park.
Yeah, kind of.
Then later on comes the rule that you're not allowed to walk more than 5 kilometers away from your flat. And the same evening, they're allowing to go more than 5 kilometers away from your house, right? So all of this was kind of a rules that you were mentioning, the bureaucratic apparatus that creates those things and nobody knows how they work. And then comes the improvisation, which goes crazy. So going further with the sitting on the bench, right? Then later on they said, okay, you can sit on the bench and read the book, but you can't sit on the bench and don't read the book. You can stand next to the bench, but you are not allowed just to sit on the bench. And you are not allowed to sit on the bench next to the person. You're not allowed to sit on the grass. Maybe tomorrow you're allowed. And it didn't look like they had any kind of a concept in their head which would be, okay, we are not allowing this and this to happen because of this and that. More like, we're going to forbid everything, and then we are going to have a look what is working and what is not. And then we are going to allow things, and then disallow things, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and I think for the police, it was like really a interesting moment. So they got a lot of possibilities, and they also used it. And there were regions where people even end up in prison for 1 or 2 weeks because they were sitting on the bench and with the book in the park, and they did it twice. So the cops thought, okay, this person should think about his behavior, and then they put him in prison.
They actually made like a communique which they published online, which they said where they said, okay, we are actually putting this person in prison without a court. So there was no court decision. There are like well, the new police laws are actually allowing the cops to put people into the jail without the court prosecution up to 3 months, I think, in the place. And in this communique, they wrote, we are putting this person so he can think about his behavior. This is kind of a really fascinating, I think.
How's that in France, democracy. Actually? How's the police going off?
Nice. I mean, we have the nicest police.
I mean, you used to have the police state already, you know? Like,
I've heard the Icelandic cops are better.
Before Corona started, I think the period when you did not have this emergency state was not so long, right?
No, I...
So you used to police state.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, this exception that that the people just get arrested for any kind of thing, it's just happened, I don't know, 1,000 times. And there is, you can read... and every day something which happened, which is just like absurd. So the police had power more than ever. And the worst is always in the place where the people just live this police violence every day, like in the popular in the banlieues, but also like in where the people are lived. How do we say it? Popular court here?
Mm.
How do you say it?
I'm not sure what it does mean.
Public housing.
Ah, public housing, yeah.
Mm.
No, I'm in the banlieues and Paris. It's a quartier populaire and something like, and yeah, but and
like poor neighborhood.
Yeah, can we say
something like that?
Yeah, there was thousands of cases. In general, there was 12 people were murdered for the police in 2 months, which is like, yeah, huge. 3 were shot from the police, 5 just dead, died in police office, this
custody.
2 were died after they were the police pursued them, and 2 jumped out of the street in the water because it was also the police pursued them. So it's like, yeah, most of the people feared something because they didn't have any paper who justified their presence in the street. So they had fear and used some, yeah, like try to save their life, and 12 died. So it's like really, yeah, incredible. And there was a lot of people. I mean, the theme, police violence, is really coming out again. It's not the first time after all the demonstration. It's already present, but yeah, there is an actress who publicly said that she feared the police when she saw the police, and it's like a public, it's a star in France, and it was like a big thing that she said that. So the theme is like present, we are talking about, and it's good.
Okay, and like on the daily basis, for example, for you, when you go outside, did you get controlled in those days, or would you experience like, okay, you're going on the street and there is like people controlled all around and it feels like a fucking occupation by the cops and so on and so forth?
I haven't been controlled, but I saw cops like a lot. But I've been in Paris, and then I've been somewhere else where there is like anyway not so much people, so it was easily there to be like to live peacefully, could we say? But in Paris, there were cops everywhere. And also after one person died in, or not died actually, there were also the police injured someone in the night. It was in La Garenne, I think, or Varennes La Garenne, somewhere north of Paris, I think. And after that, in several cities, there were revolt and riots during nights, and during this time helicopter just every day, every night were over Paris and the cities around, so it was kind of, yeah.
Okay, but so there were still protests going on. You yeah. already mentioned it before that there were still protests going yeah. on. How can we imagine that?
So there was protest in those areas, and also during in the hospital there was, I mean, in the hospital the people working in, the doctors and every infirmier, like Krankenschwester,
the staff, the nurses,
the nurses and so were. Doing demonstrations, so in the hospital, and also last 3 Thursday there were also demonstration coming from outside. So the people were gathering for beyond the hospital. The last big one was in Paris in Hôpital Debré, and it was there was thousands of hundreds of people. It was quite good and quite big. The police came, and I mean, it was the conditions, the situation is not so good for beating people. It's hard to come close, and there is anyway like not enough space in the hospital, so it's not good timing. So they didn't beat anyone, but they arrest like 50 people around, and three were arrested and get in not in jail but in police station, and go to the to a trial on Saturday. It was on Thursday, and they go on trial on Saturday. And they get some pay. So they were, I don't know, they had something like a paper that they was doing wrong.
Like a fine.
A fine, mm-hmm. Yeah. But in all those cities, there was also quite a lot of demonstration. And the message is always the same. We want money for the hospital. It's always like the same thing. And the Gilets Jaunes demonstration began as well in several cities till the 16th of May. It began again. And yeah.
All right. And in some countries, they actually started releasing prisoners.
Yeah.
To say, okay, yeah, the prisons are not actually conditioned for the epidemia. What is going on in France with that?
Yeah, it was also a big deal at the beginning. And the prison in France are over crowded. And now there was 15% lower. So we are under 100% full. I mean, we were before over. Now it's a bit less. And there were 11,500 people released, actually. So quite a lot. And also because there was less people in the street, less people doing their life. So less trial and less people coming in also. And they get out, people. Oh.
Okay. And what were those people? Do you know? I mean, not personally, okay, my friend got out, but more... was it like a minor offenses, or they actually started releasing people who were connected, for example, with the political protests and things like that?
I don't think so. So most of them were people who had like 1 month left or 2 months left, and who just, I mean, okay, they said, okay, just a bit they don't stay such time, so they just say, we can't go home. I don't know where.
Okay, cool. We will make another music break and then we'll come back to you.
Collectif Marie Ride. Des barbelés à perte de vue et des champs de mine. Quelques pauvres types qui gardent avec quelques champs de ruines. C'est juste une ligne qui sépare la même tribu et assassine des nomades, une ligne pour amener un tribut. Quelques pillages, c'est 15 bornes de nanas sur le trottoir pour satisfaire les régions riches à quelques kilomètres d'écart. Une ligne qui tranche un territoire, une ligne qui perpétue la guerre dans les mémoires. C'est une mère et ses noyés, c'est marque à trous pour convoyer. C'est mort, rejeté sur le rivage, c'est le corps qui se sont pris un mur dans le virage. C'est la raison de vivre chaque état, motif de guerre et d'engagement de soldats. DN de peuple laissé en gage. En héritage sans cesse se répètent les mêmes adages. De la Grèce au Sahraoui, la liste est un infini lignage. Repasse en boucle carnage. L'homme est son pire bourreau, son propre preneur d'otage. Frontière morale, mentale et intérieure. Frontière terrestre et de l'extérieur. Il lève des armées marches pour répandre leur terreur. Dis-nous donc ce qu'on peut faire après 5000 ans d'erreur. Tout c'est tout élevé en masse sous des drapeaux de fureur. Dans la conscience de l'autre, dans des modèles formateurs. Comme des prisons de classe, leurs frontières sont des leurs. On fera pas partie de la force, on fera pas partie des leurs. Même si les frontières m'encercle, je serai toujours un clandestin. Je m'en dirai pas de drapeau, je n'en éprouve pas le besoin. Au-delà de leurs barrières, mon regard se pose plus loin. Espérer qu'un jour il n'y ait plus de pays, plus de gouvernement, plus rien. Utopique, mais j'aime rêver à cela. De l'Europe au tropique, sans avoir besoin d'un visa. Le capital divise tout, c'est même son arme de combat. Multiplier les horreurs.
terreur, c'est son gilet pare-balles. Tu vois tous les jours les mêmes guerres, pour les mêmes terres, les mêmes qui crèvent et les mêmes qui enterrent. Tout ça pour des aberrations géographiques, découpées à la règle, un continent comme l'Afrique. Souvent pour du fric et du pouvoir. C'est vrai que c'est bien plus pratique de faire d'un pays un mouroir. Piller ses richesses, le cul dans son fauteuil sans se mouvoir. Et dire qu'on a fait tout ça sans le vouloir.
Frontières morales, mentales et intérieures. Frontières terrestres, rien de l'extérieur. Ils lèvent des armées, marchent pour répandre leur terreur. Dis-nous donc ce qu'on peut faire après 5000 ans d'erreur. Tout s'est tout élevé en masse sous des drapeaux de fureur. Dans la conscience de l'autre, dans des modèles formateurs.
Comme des prisons de glace, leurs frontières sont des leurs.
On fera pas partie de la force, on fera pas partie des leurs.
On est riche sans frontières en nous-mêmes. Faut pas s'étonner que les états fassent de même. Cette haine humaine putréfie l'humanité du microcosme au macrocosme. Et il ne nous reste que des morts et des pleurs. Comme une osmose du malheur. Un champ de chrysanthèmes, un mur de béton armé. Trop de lignes de barbelés, on récolte ce qu'on sème. Toutes ces erreurs, agriculture, dictature. Mais dans nos cœurs ne coule aucun sang pur. Les charters séparent pour un papier ou un tampon les fils de leur mère, les filles de leur père. Car les états ne considèrent que la nation. Nationalisme, état de droit, douane ou fascisme, il n'y a qu'un pas. Et perpétuellement ils remontent. Les murs de la honte, elles s'en coulent. Pas de happy end à la fin. Se comptent seulement des corps éteints sous la houle.
Frontière morale, mentale et intérieure. Frontière terrestre, rien de l'extérieur. Ils lèvent des armées, marchent pour répandre leur terreur. Dis-nous donc ce qu'on peut faire après 5000 ans d'erreur. Tout s'est tout élevé en masse sous des drapeaux de fureur. Dans la conscience de l'autre, dans des modèles formateurs.
Comme des prisons de glace, leurs frontières sont des leurs.
On fera pas partie de la force, on fera pas partie des leurs. Frontière morale, mentale et intérieure. Frontière terrestre, rien de l'extérieur. Ils lèvent des armées, marchent pour répandre leur terreur. Dis-nous donc ce qu'on peut faire
après 5000 ans d'erreur.
Tout s'est tout élevé en masse sous des drapeaux de fureur. Dans la conscience de l'autre, dans des modèles formateurs.
Comme des prisons de glace, leurs frontières sont des leurs.
On fera pas partie de la force, on fera pas partie des leurs.
Okay, welcome back. This was Collectif Marie-Rette, and we are talking about the epidemic of coronavirus in France and how the people are coping with it. With a friend from France who talks a lot, we figure out right now, or maybe not.
No, no, it's okay that she talks a lot. The question was if you talk too much, but it's okay that she talks a lot because she's here to talk about it.
Yes, exactly. I didn't say that this is a negative part. So everybody should enjoy this. All right. So the last part of the show, we would like to talk actually about the social response to the coronavirus outside of the politics, outside of the state, how the people are actually reacting to it. And we would start with a really thing that somehow disturbs my soul, at least, the people who are reporting other people to the police, so the snitches. There was quite a big problem, and I'm not sure if it's still there in Germany, that the people were calling cops. And I personally know at least one group of people who were doing, for example, a sport outside, and then in inside of their garden, right? And then the cops, people called the cops, and cops came and fined everybody who was doing sport. And it seemed like this was the hobby of the people who didn't have anything to do at home. How was it in France, actually?
I knew it's happened. As I know it happens. I don't know for whole France and how it happened everywhere. It depends also from the neighborhood. I mean, when you lived every day police violence, so I know you won't call the cops and it just happens. But I know that in Lille, at the beginning of the lockdown, the people called too much the cops and the cops has to say and to write a communique saying, stop calling us, we just can't respond to everyone, and we just don't have the emergency. Like we just can't respond it. So that's the only thing I know.
Okay. So the people were so responsible that they were calling every 10 seconds or something.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Or maybe it was a tactic of sabotage, you know, like you figure out that your neighbors are calling the cops. What is your response? To actually occupy the cops with other business that they can't come to you. That's actually a good one, you know.
Okay. And apart from that, how, or not apart from that, but more in the way like what you already mentioned, in which way people get organized to actually kind of, go together through this whole situation, which was kind of new to everybody. And some people were more affected, of course, from the whole situation. And yeah, what are your experience? How did people get organized?
It's always the same thing. In part of France where, I mean, in the neighborhood, when you know your neighbors, the people are just doing that. And I don't know if we say we're organized as a group or something. You just know that there is in someone who lived alone and you know this person, you will get there and just ask if you can go to supermarket for this person. And so, and for sure, everyone did, not everyone, but a lot of person were just doing that. And some people just get organized for bigger and further. And it happens in a lot of cities in France, in Paris, like it was quite big, in Nantes, in Lyon, and in many cities it was happening. The people are trying, for example, to made masks. And I know that in Aubervilliers, which is a city near from Paris, in the poorest department, in the poorest region of France, where a lot of people lived, and a lot of people who work actually, who work in supermarket, who work in hospital, who work for the public transport, all those people are actually, I mean, not all, but a lot of people are just living in this region and going to work. I know there is people who gathered and made masks and tried to get cooperate to each division of the work. I mean, for get the tissue to make that and to deliver it to people. And they are trying to do that are also longer as just the lockdown day. They gather themselves, they meet them and are trying to do that as a normal job, I will say. And it has been also a moment where the people really, find like self-organized in many cases. Also people, doing some getting the rest of the supermarket or the something and just get giving to the people. There are some groups which call Brigade Solidaire. Also, the term is not that good. And they are trying to get some solidarity, to make solidarity guest just. I know that it's going further. There is also the case that in Montreuil, there is this brigade and they were for the 1st of May giving some food, and the cops came and they were arrested for like gathering, and it just like the normal way it happens. But it's actually a very good moment to experience that, and I think it's working in many, many places. Also, this idea of we are living in such a city system and we need everything we need, we actually don't, we can't have them right now. So, for the food, for example, it's such a big deal. For example, in Saint-Saint-Denis, the people were waiting hours for the supermarkets to get some food. And there is some fear that maybe it won't be enough for everyone. And I think the people are just like really thinking, okay, that's our future and we have to get organized to do something else. And the question is like really, yeah, deep in our minds. And for it, I think it was already the case, but like it's brighter. It's getting a bit wider and mainstream, if I could say. And yeah, it's also not that.
And in many countries, the virus actually showed quite a strong social division. So, you know, Macron could sit in his palace and eat from the golden plates and stuff like that. How strong this division is actually in France right now, how strong it feels, and does it provoke any kind of, I don't know, outrages or violence or whatever, any kind of actions?
Yeah, I mean, now we saw that the people who were actually working and keep the whole society, I will say, alive, I mean, is, as I say, the people working in the hospital, the people working in the supermarket, the people driving public transport, the people delivering things, which, by the way, a lot of them are women. And it's funny to know that actually right-left politic woman, Rachida Dati, said that the people who just keep the country alive are yellow vest. Les Gilets Jaunes are the people who are just doing this stuff. And that's now so obvious. One more, it's Saint-Denis was such, I mean, there is, it's also the rate are really big here, how many people died. Also because we know that people are not so, don't have any money to have bio vegetables or I don't know, and somehow are not so, have not such a good health and are dying more than the other one. And I think it's way more there in every mind that we know who works and who die, and it's really clear.
But so far, the palaces are not raided, right, in France?
Not now. But as I say, we, for the lockdown and all this corona shit, there were 3 months of demonstration and strike. It's really big, as it hasn't been than 68, I think. It was like huge demonstration, which clearly protest against what happening, that there is absolutely no money for the public health, for the public, like the school and so on. So it's not coming from anywhere. And it's just like the proof of what people are just protesting against. So I think it's like continue. It's continuing anywhere.
And one of the other things that actually came quite a topic here in Germany, and I think a lot in the English-speaking areas, is the topic of the rent. So people lost their possibilities for work, so they don't have income. They don't have income to pay for the food. They don't have income to pay for the rent. And the rent is kind of like this, starts to be perceived as a parasitic, you know, thing that that people are not doing anything, basically, but they are still getting money, although the others who are working or lost their job because of the economical consequences of the virus, they are actually the ones who are giving their money away. So does this kind of a critique or this kind of concerns are present in France? Do people call, for example, for rent strikes or eat their landlords or, I don't know, something like that? Or kill their landlords and put them in the fridge.
I mean, rent is, you pay the rent, the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. they were trying to call for a strike rent quite a lot, but it doesn't work so much. I think it works a little bit in Italian, I heard about, but in France, not. They were trying, but it was a topic as well. And I think also in the popular neighborhoods that the apartments could, for some people, you could, there was a delay that you could pay a little bit later, like something. There were something, but not for everyone, and also like it was quite.
Yeah, and anyway you have to pay later.
Yeah, and anyway you have to pay. I mean, it was not so.
Yeah, it was here the same. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Yeah. I mean,
it was even better here. There was a law that was passed that would forbid the landlords to kick out people for the next 3 months. All right? So you don't pay your rent for 3 months, then 3 months are expired, and then they figure out, oh, fuck, you didn't pay, so get the fuck out of the flat.
But for now, we didn't reach the 3 months, so let's see.
Not yet, yeah. And the really nice landlords who are saying, you know, you can pay it later. It's like as if, you know, this logic that, hey, let's take more credits in the times where I don't have money. So I would pile more debts to make it happen. This is just fucking crazy.
It makes me think that I didn't pay my rent.
Okay.
All right. I think it should be like a really clear message. It's okay not to pay your rent.
Yeah, right. But it would be nice to have a community support.
Yeah, yeah, that you don't lose
you're doing a load. Like,
totally. That you don't lose your flat and you live on the streets while others drowning in debts. All right, so we are almost done for today. Do you have anything to add? People to the barricade.
People to the barricade, yeah. With your mask, but you have it anyway on the barricade, so it's perfect. You're just prepared.
Totally. All right. Thanks a lot for this conversation. Yeah. I think it was a lot of fun, kind of, and not only kind of. The next show is coming in 2 weeks. We are going to talk about the country that doesn't have coronavirus, called Republic of Belarus. And we have a friend who will tell us what is going on there with the people self-organizing when the state fails. Right. Stay tuned and stay cool.
Le thé vaut la mort. Moins que la solitude.
Ce n'est pas un hymne à l'amour, plutôt un chant pour tous les morts. Là c'est lié, empoisonné, pour tous les corps qu'on a violés. Comme si le culte d'inhumation pour vos chagrins serait la raison de s'enfermer dans la raison. Fermer les yeux sur l'horizon que nos aïeux nous ont ouvert. Comme un estuaire aux mille combats, ils ont fini dans des charniers. Pierre de marbre, sertie d'une croix, ils ont crié la liberté. Par les mots, par l'amour, la voix à prendre est faite d'un doigt. Celui qui pointe vers l'état d'un monde habité au métal. Pour trancher le doigt d'un voleur à l'étal, couper la tête d'une femme sur la pelouse d'un stade, injecter perp et un homme sur une table ou sur la terre, sentir son être traversé par une balle. Ce n'est pas un hymne à l'amour, plutôt un chant pour tous les morts.
Ceci est un hymne à la mort, une dédicace au sang qui coule pour cette montagne de corps qui s'agrandit quand le temps s'écoule. Écoute le son des cadavres, déchirant le silence dans leur chute. Une pensée pour ceux qui partent en menant leur vie comme une lutte.
Ce n'est pas un hymne à l'amour, plutôt un chant pour tous les morts, manipulés, exécutés dans l'espoir de la liberté. Enfermés pour un poème, un visage ou une idée. Combien d'esprits scellés pour de bourreaux décédés. Combien de barons cédés face à la peur des d'essayer. Sommeil des hommes est-il plus sacré que la vie des pestiférés? Nous on s'endort sur des lauriers, en rêvant de tout oublier. Se réveiller étant prisonnier des douleurs, de lassitude, dans une vie ressassée, à contempler sa solitude. On ne cherche plus la multitude, on ne vit plus que par habitude. Mais cette chanson n'est pas un tube, elle appartient à tous les hommes qui par leur mort nous ont fait hommes, qui par amour croient en ce que nous sommes.